So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah stated as follows. Hechsher Mavay. In order to permit carrying in the Mavay Sosim, that is surrounded by walls on three sides, there are three opinions about what must be done at the opening. Bishamay Aymim Lechi Bekair. It requires a side pole and a crossbeam. Bishil Aymim. Oy Lechi Oy Kair. Either a Lechi or a Kair, but not both. Rebeliezer Melechi Yayin. It requires two Lechis. The Gemara first entertains the possibility that Rebeliezer adds to the opinion of Bishamay and requires a Kair, a crossbeam, in addition to the two poles, since Rabbi Yehuda's students, Rabbi Yisim and Pereida, referred to this fix as a closing of the Mavi. The Gemara rejects this proof, suggesting that closing just means L'soysim B'L'chayayim, closing with poles, but there is no need for a beam. Regarding Bishamay and Bisil, we have had a machloikis in the Mishnah. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Kiva. A student said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel before Rabbi Kiva, only regarding an opening of between 4 amas and up to 10 amas is the machlokes where Bishamay requires a lechi b'kaira, a side pole and a crossbeam, and Bisil require only a lechi b'kaira, either a lechi or a kaira, but not both. However, in an opening of less than 4 amas, Bishamay will agree with Bisil that either a lechi or a kaira is sufficient. Amar Rabbi Kiva, alzev alzenechalku. They disagree in both cases. The Gemara points out that if the opening is less than 4 tfachim, no lechi or kaira is needed at all. The Gemara next discusses a chatzur which is open to an area that one may not carry into, such as another chatzur that it has not joined within an Eruv Chatzeres or Rosh Hashanah. We may not carry even within the chatzur unless one of the following adjustments is made at the opening. The Tanakhama of the Brisa holds, chatzur need teres bepasecha. A single pole would suffice. Rebbe Yomer, b'shnei pasen. Rebbe holds two poles are needed, one on each side. Rav Sheshi is in the name of Rav, and Rav Nachman pasken like Rebbe that two poles are needed. As to the width of each pole, Rabbi Yossi holds that each pole has to be at least 3 tefachim wide. Rabbi Yochanan is explained by Rabbi Zeir holds that one has the option of beruach achas ba'arba, using one post that is 4 tefachim wide, or mishtei ruches mashu lekan umashu lekan, two posts of any size on each one side. Shmuel's opinion on this issue is unclear. On the one hand, Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Shmuel that chatzin niteres b'pasechem, a single post is enough. On the other hand, Abai said in the name of Shmuel that at loy taver uvda elo oy berayv doifin oy b'shnei pasen. You should not allow carrying in the chatzur unless there is a wall covering the majority of the opening or two posts. At first, Rav Yisim wanted to support his version of Shmuel's opinion based on an incident where the ocean knocked down the wall of a chatzur, and Rehuda, Shmuel's student, only required one post. The Gemara explains that it is not a valid proof. Because Kalhu Shekilu Chacham B'mayim, the Chacham were more lenient in order to provide easier access to the water, just like we allow a Mechitza Tluya, a suspended Mechitza, to enable access to water. Rav Papa and Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Yeshua explain that there is no contradiction in Shmuel's statements. He requires either one post that is 4 Tfachim wide or two small posts. The reason Shmuel said that we need a Rav Daifin and not just 4 Tfachim is that he was speaking about an opening that is 7 Tfachim wide, of which 4 tefachim is the majority. The Gemara asks that if the opening is only 7 tefachim, a board of slightly more than 3 tefachim would suffice to reduce the remaining open space to less than 4 tefachim. And we learned earlier in the daf that an opening of less than 4 tefachim need not be fixed at all. The Gemara gives two answers. First, kama chatzur kama mavay. Only a mavay's opening of less than 4 tefachim does not need to be fixed, but a chatzur's opening of less than 4 tefachim does need to be fixed. Second, Rav Achli Gufi Tanoihi, not all Tanoim agree that an opening of less than 4 tefachim does not need to be fixed. Tarabon, Loshen Yam Hanichnes L'chatzur, Ein Memalen Heimen B'Shabbos. In the case where the ocean broke down the wall of the chatzur, but the two ends of the wall remained. If the breach is more than 10 amas, one may not fill water from the water within the chatzur because it's considered one with the ocean, and he would be taking from a Carmelist to Rosh HaSayachet. However, he may carry other things in the chatzur as long as Isla Gedudeh, parts of the breach wall that are 10 tefachim high remained underwater. If the breach in the chatzur's wall is 10 amas or less, he may fill water from the water within the chatzur because the opening is not a breach but a pesach. A doorway on the water within the mechitza is considered separate from the ocean and in the Rosh HaSayachet. I'm Rav Yehuda. Mavi shalei nishtat v'boi. A mavi mefulish that has only two walls and is therefore not eligible for shituf and mevayis is not considered Rosh HaSayachet. If a pole was placed at one end of the open sides, lechi mishum mechitza, we view the pole as a third wall, and the mavi becomes a Rosh HaSayachet. Therefore, hazarik l'teichen chayiv, one who throws something into the mavi from the Rosh HaSarab will be chayiv. If a kair is placed over the open side, kair mishum hekera, The bima only serves as a reminder, and the mavi is still not a rishas hayachid. Therefore, a serik l'toichei pater. One who throws something into the mavi from the rishas harabim will be pater. Rava disagrees and holds echad zeh ve'echad zeh mishum heker. Both the kari and the lechi are only a reminder and do not constitute walls. Therefore, in both cases, hazarik l'toichei is pater. Of course, the mavi sasim and quotes on three sides is the rishas hayachid even without the lechi or the kari, and hazarik l'toichei is chayef. The Gemara also cites the well-known opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, that shtei mechitzes dayraisa, two opposite walls create a reshus hayachid min ha-tayra, even in the reshus harab. Earlier in the daf, we learned that a mavi becomes mutter with a lechi of any size, while a chatur needs a lechi that is four tvachim wide. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. A mavi that is square cannot become mutter with a regular lechi or kaira, because a square mavi is considered to be a chatzar, which needs a post of four tvachim. Similarly, if a chatzar is rectangular, according to Shmuel, with a length double its width, and according to Rav, in the name of Chavivi, referring to Reb Chiya, his uncle, with a length slightly more than its width, it would be considered a mavi and only need a narrow lechi kara, but would not need a four tefach post like a chatzah.